The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara paskens lahalacha that tefillin einam tzrichim sirtut u'mezuzah tzricha sirtut. That when writing tefillin, the sofer, the scribe, must put grooves horizontally into the actual parchment so that he writes very straight lines. And that applies when writing tefillin and when writing mezuzahs. And even with regards to Megillah, the poskim write in Orach Chaim, Siman Tofresh Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, that a Megillah requires sirtut as well on every line, which are the horizontal grooves, just like a mezuzah. The Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya, Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, brings from the Tshuva's Redvaz that in place of sirtut, of actual grooves, if the sefer folded over the Megillah, the klaf, unfolds, and therefore made some sort of indentation to help him write straight lines, it's kosher for a get, because the whole reason is in order to make straight lines. So it doesn't require an actual utensil, an implement, to make grooves. As long as there's some sort of indication that helps him write straight, that works. Along the same lines, he brings the Tashbats in his Tshuva Chelek Aleph, Simen Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Maimon, that there's another option in place of doing actual sirtut grooves. One is able to put nikud, which is punctuation, under the letters, and that helps in place of sirtut. And the Tashbats writes that this was the minig of the Anshei Artsus Yishmael, the Chachomim in the land of the Middle East, and that it is also apparent in the Tshuvas HaGaonim that nikud, that writing the punctuation under the letters, is effective just like sirtut. And he writes that Chei Noihagim Mimei Rabbonon Svuroi, so was the minig in the days of the great Rabbonim, in all letters that they would send, when they ever needed to write a pasuk, they would make sure to punctuate the letters underneath the pasuk. However, the Goyim did not understand why that should be the case, that punctuation should be effective just like sirtut, like the grooves. However, this was the minig, and therefore it is okay to do. The Tashbat himself is perplexed. If the whole reason that we require grooves is in order that it should be a straight line, so then certainly it would be required to install these grooves before the writing is done, in order that the cipher, the scribe, can then write straight lines based on the guidance of the grooves. But if the letters are already written without grooves, so then how can we substitute the grooves and put punctuation underneath the letters after it's already written? It should be what's known as a me'uvas lo yuchal liskoy, a problem that can't be solved, because the solution needs to come before the letters are written. And he furthermore asks that even if you want to say that they wrote the punctuation before they wrote the letters, it would still seem that this is not sufficient, since writing punctuation does not really enable the cipher to write in a straight line. Only engraving a groove helps a cipher write in a straight line. So why is it then that punctuation would be sufficient in place of actual sirtut, of actual grooves? So the Tashbetz continues to struggle with why this nikud, this punctuation, should serve in place of the grooves, the sirtut. And he says perhaps, since the halacha, the Gemara states that it is permissible to write two words without sirtut, and only three words is usher with sirtut, it may be that they wrote two words, and then, without sirtut, and then they put punctuation under those words. And he says that punctuation on words is considered as if you erased the word, and therefore they would continue to write in that fashion two words without sirtut, and then punctuation, which acts for some reason as deleting the words, and so on, and so forth. Regardless, it is clear from the Tashbats that the reason that sirtut is required is in order to enable the cipher to write straight lines. The Pische Tshuva, cited above in Sifkat and Yudalid, also brings from the Sefer Bnei Yoina that if there is a mistake in the Sefer Torah and the cipher erases the letter or the word, he is allowed to go ahead and rewrite the word properly even without writing a new sirtut, even if there is no longer any sirtut in the Sefer Torah. Because since the erase marks are identifiable in the Sefer Torah, that stands in the place of sirtut, because it helps guide the cipher to write straight letters. So you do not necessarily need the straight line to help you write straight letters. If you have the previous imprint of the previous letters, the area where they were written, that also helps guide the cipher to write straight. And the Chidushi Haran also writes similarly in our sugya in the Gemara that the halacha of sirtut was said in order so that the sefer should not have the lines run into each other and ruin the writing or the reading. And therefore tefillin, which are not going or intended to be read, only to be worn, there's no halacha of sirtut, because it is not the kind of text that is read. However, in the Beis Yosef in Yerideya, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Kasev Oid, he brings from the name of the Mordechai that the lashon of the word sirtut indicates that it requires specifically a groove and not anything that would help the cipher write straight lines. And not only that, the sirtut has to be something that will stay forever, and you cannot write with a pencil a straight line to help guide the cipher, because that is something that later on in time will get erased. So clearly then, according to the Mordechai, the reason for sirtut is not just to guide the cipher. Rather, this is an integral part of the cipher that it requires these grooves of sirtut. It has to be standing forever, and specifically a groove. In fact, Tosfos and Saita Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Kosva, wants to be machshir Sefer Torah that was written without sirtut, so in a way that if you put the sirtut after it was written. So you see clearly that there's an idea that the sirtut is there as part of the sefer, and not only just to guide the sefer for writing straight lines. Rather, according to Tosfos, the benefit of sirtut would be to help the person reading it so that they read the line and do not go from one line to the next. And that is another reason why tefillin, which is not meant to be read, does not require sirtut. In fact, from the Poskim, it is clear that sirtut has a higher level than just guiding the cipher. Because the Poskim write that sirtut requires to be done lishma, for the sake of the Megillah itself. It is clear then that the point of sirtut is not only to guide the cipher. It is actually an integral part of the tzura of the ksav of the sefer, and therefore it's chal on the actual sirtut, the dinim of creating the sefer. And that's why whenever you're creating the sefer, the writing has to be done lishma. Also the grooves, the creation of these grooves of the sirtut must also be done lishma, because it is an integral part of the creation. It is a different sefer with sirtut than without sirtut. And it is also brought down in these Rishonim, which the Beis Yosef previously mentioned brings, that tefillin do not require sirtut. And in fact, if a sefer installed sirtut on tefillin, it would puzzle the tefillin. It would make them non-kosher, because when a sirtut is done, it is a different form of letter and a different form of sefer than without sirtut. And tefillin are not supposed to have sirtut. Therefore, we don't do sirtut on them. And if it is done, it actually renders it non-kosher. So that's why the Tashbetz ends off that even though the reason for sirtut would appear to be to help guide the cipher to write straight lines, this is not something that's only logical in Svara, rather it's a Gemara. And we only know what our Messiah is, and we cannot inquire why is it that tefillin don't require sirtut, and three words written in a letter require sirtut, because he says it's Gemara he, and it's not a Svara. In this light, the Poskim don whether if sirtut was done correctly and safer, but the actual writing of the words was far away from the line, from the grooves, is the safer pasul or is the safer kosher? So in the tshuva of the Bach, he writes that when the safer writes a little bit far away from the sirtut, it's okay. And even if the line will become a little crooked, it's just be considered as if he didn't do sirtut. But it doesn't ruin the sefer. I'm sorry, it does not ruin the sirtut. He states that even if it makes it that the sefer writes a little bit crooked, that's not considered that sirtut was not done at all. There's still a sirtut there. In fact, the Birkei Yosef in Yerideya, Simen Reish Peches, Sivav, brings from the Mari Zayin that a mezuzah, that a sefer installed a sirtut, but wrote the words far away from the sirtut, it is still kosher. And the only time it would be possible is if the sefer actually ran into the line below. But if it did not run into the line below, as long as there is sirtut, even if the writing was done a little bit far away from the sirtut, it is still kosher. However, it is interesting that in the Tshuva Rabbi Kivi Eger, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun, he writes a study where there was a case where some mezuzahs were brought in front of him, and he saw that the sirtut was further away from the actual writing of the letters, and he passed the mezuzahs, because that's not considered sirtut. In the Sefer Birchas Hamayim, it also writes that if the sirtut is crooked, it is considered that there's no sirtut there at all. Because the whole point of sirtut is in order so that should be straight lines. And if it does not help make straight lines, it doesn't help at all. So you see clearly that they hold, like the Rishonim above, that the point of sirtut is to actually guide the sefer to write straight lines. Unlike the other Poskim who understand that the sirtut is an integral part of the creation of the sefer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.